Okay, we want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker Campbell, and we are so glad you're with us tonight. We want you to join us online at Twitter at E Radio Sports. We are having a candid conversation always with our friends from Fox Sports New Mexico. That, of course, is Steve Bortstein. He is a basketball junkie, a guru. He loves to talk college basketball, and that's why we have him on. And I want to pick up where we left off before we went to commercial break, talking about Wichita State. And we've just got to give some love to Greg Marshall, the head coach there. He's in his sixth season. And in my mind, my opinion, Steve, I think he's one of the most underrated coaches in the country.
He is. And again, it goes back to recruiting. Part of the college coach, part of the job of any college coach is, you know, you're the face of the university. You're the guy who's going to be responsible for recruiting. And he does the most with what he can get. He does the most with the guys that he's able to recruit. And he has to recruit in that same, you know, that same region as Kansas and Kansas State. He has to recruit in the same area as Missouri. He has to recruit in the same area as the Big 12 Conference. And the fact that he's able to get this particular team, and this is not a team led by names of guys who are going to be superstars in the NBA. This is a team of guys who are probably not going to be in the NBA at to some large degree, but he's able to get the most out of these players. And again, it's both good and bad. It has its pluses and negatives because it's great for right now. You're 30-0. You're one of the top teams in the country. You're likely going to get a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. But again, now you're going to have to step away from schools like Drake. You're going to have to step away from school like Illinois State and Bradley and Missouri State University. Sooner or later, you're going to have to run into a North Carolina. Sooner or later, you're going to have to run into a Duke. And those are going to be the teams that have those NBA hopeful players. And I think that's where I love the Wichita State story, and I think they should be number one in the country. Eventually, I think they're the team that's most vulnerable once you get to that next level into the Sweet 16 of the dance.
You know, Stephen, I think they were projected around the 15th, 16th, you know, coming into this year and coming into this season. They won 30 games last year, a trip to the Final Four. What is remarkable is the fact that Coach Marshall, he had to reload after losing a great deal of his power players from last year.
Right, and he has a kid named Klee Anthony Early, who's very, very good on this team right now, but a guy who also has his, you know, has his off nights as well. This is a guy who in his last five games, Klee Anthony Early, his most recent game against Bradley, he was 3-for-11 shooting. He scored 12 points. A night before that, he was 1-for-3 against Drake, got himself into some foul trouble in that game. He had a game against Loyola, Illinois, in which he only played 21 minutes, but had 18 points, but It's those kind of efforts. As good a player as Klee Anthony Early is, they don't have the depth of a school like Kansas or Missouri or, you know, a North Carolina. They need those guys to be superstars on virtually every given night. That's what's, again, so amazing about this, is guys who have stepped up to the plate, you know, and it shows. It's a great coaching job. It's a phenomenal effort from these kids. I just question at some point when it's going to finally start to be a little too much for them.
Well, there's always movement in college basketball. How long do you think you'll stay at Wichita State? Can we say that? Is it fair?
Oh, absolutely it's fair. I mean, it was a fair question when Steve Alford went to Iowa and then went to New Mexico and then at the bat of an eye left to go to UCLA. And anyone who still blames Steve Alford for going to UCLA is out of his mind. Why would you ever turn down that opportunity? I mean, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm a New Mexico guy, but there's no way that Steve Alford stayed in New Mexico. Once UCLA came calling, you take that job. That's the job of Wooden. That's hallowed ground out there. So you can't blame him for that. I mean, look, I'd love to see him stay at Wichita State for another 2 to 3 years. But if this team makes another run, finds themselves in the Final Four, there's going to be plenty of schools that are going to have bigger names and bigger recruiting pools that are going to go after him.
Okay, we're talking college basketball this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker Campbell. Steve Bortstein joining us from Fox Sports New Mexico. So let's transition now. Let's talk about Syracuse. They got off to that fast 25-0 start. They've dropped a couple of close, ugly losses. What do you have to say about that?
You know, I love the Syracuse team. I love Jim Boeheim. I think they're going to be okay once they get into the tournament. I think they'll be fine. They'll make their run. The thing I don't like about Syracuse is just from an offensive standpoint, they're ugly. I mean, they've been ugly. I think not just these last couple of games, like you mentioned, the loss to Boston College and then the bizarre loss the other night to Duke where he lost his mind at courtside. But they've been ugly on offense for a little while now. You go back to victories against Wake Forest back in January. You go back to a victory against Clemson. They only put up 57 points. They're just ugly offensively. They put up good numbers against, you know, against the school. They put up good numbers against other schools, but then suddenly they just can't hit outside shots, and that's going to be a big thing. C.J. Fair is incredible. I love this kid. I think he's going to be very good at the next level. I think the Syracuse team will make a big run here, but it's the inconsistency at the end of the year that's going to come back, I think, and bite them. It'll be interesting. They've got a game coming up later on this weekend against Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech gave them a bit of a fit earlier this season, so I think that'll be an interesting game. They got they'll wrap up the season against Florida State, and Florida State, another one, who I think will give them a little fit right near the end of the season, and that'll be interesting to see how they transition into the tournament.
Okay, so Syracuse coming into this season, you know, at least we thought that they'd be in the top 10, but they had lost four of their best players. They'd lost 55% of their scoring. Are you surprised to see them doing so well this year?
No, because from a defensive standpoint, they rebound really well. I mean, they play defense very well. As far as rebounds are concerned, they transition well. It's what they do. They're 13th in the league and the 13th in Division I basketball as far as steals per game. They're seventh in the league as far as points allowed per game. So defensively, they're very good. They don't offer a lot of second chance points. They do very well in that regard, and they play that defense that is hard to get around. So I think from a defensive standpoint, they're going to be a mark. They're going to be a factor in this tournament. But, you know, again, it's just a case of if they run into a team that hits a lot of three-point shots, because three-point shots, and you know this, Alyssa, mm-hmm. three-point shots are often what decide these games. And if they run into a team that shoots well from the outside and takes away Syracuse's ability to play that better zone defense, I think it's going to be lights out for a team like Syracuse.
I agree. Okay, so we got to transition right now to the Big 12 Conference. How about KU and the job that Bill Self has done? I mean, he's averaged, 30 wins per season over the last 10 years. It is not just about having talented playmakers, but Bill Self, he's the biggest star on campus.
He is. He is the biggest star in Kansas, and I like the way this Kansas team is starting to, you know, round into itself right now. After that tough loss a couple weeks ago to Kansas State, right now they've come away with some nice victories. The game against Texas last week was phenomenal. They just annihilated number 19 Texas the other night. They looked good in that game against Oklahoma, and Oklahoma is not a team to sleep on this season. Also,
Lonnie Kruger.
They are not going to be an easy out in this tournament at all. I think Oklahoma is going to be a big, big factor here at the end of the year going into the tournament here. But they dismantled TCU. They absolutely humiliated Texas earlier in the week. I think Kansas is playing some very good basketball. Now, the thing I like about Kansas is they don't take bad shots. They move the ball around the perimeter very well. They take good shots. They don't take dumb shots. And that's a key right now, is being smart. You can have all the athletic players in the world in college basketball, and guys like Andrew Wiggins, guys like Perry Ellis, they're very athletic and they're very talented, but you got to have smart players. And that's what Bill Self, I think, has done a very good job is teaching this team is how to look always for the smart shot.
You know, you mentioned Oklahoma. Are they your dark horse team, the team that perhaps could make a deep run?
There's two. There's Oklahoma and there's North Carolina. North Carolina right now, and it's funny to refer to them ever as a dark horse because it's North Carolina. But they got off to that horrible start. They didn't have a very, you know, the expectations weren't great there. But the way they're playing right now, the game they played earlier this week, the overtime victory against NC State, they're finding ways to win. And to me, when you're at that time of the year right now, this is when you need to find ways to win. And North Carolina, to me, is finding ways to win. Oklahoma, I think, is definitely a team that you have to pay attention to. They're one of the dark horses. I think they are a major player. I don't know what seed they'll wind up with right now, obviously, because we won't know that for another week or two. But they're definitely a team that I think if they keep playing the way they're playing right now, they're going to be a factor here. I love the job that Cameron Clark has been doing. He's been playing some very good basketball, shooting well from the three-point range. He's hitting, I think, at 47% from three-point range. So that's definitely a team I would follow.
Well, Steve, we are up against the clock. We got to go to break, but I want to say thank you so much for joining us once again. My surprise team has just really been in the Big 12, Iowa State. They have just exceeded expectations on many different levels this year. So it's good to talk to you, and we look forward to catching up with you again real soon, and I'll see you in the month of May, okay?
Looking forward to it, Alyssa. Thank you.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR, the Big Esports Show.